Contemplating today's Gospel. Liturgical Day, Wednesday of the second week of Advent. The Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. And you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy, and my burden light." Commentary by Father Jacques Philippe, Cordes sous Ciel, France. My yoke is easy, and my burden light. Today, Jesus leads us to rest in God. He certainly is a demanding Father, because He loves us and invites us to give Him everything. But He is not an executioner. When He requires something of us, it is to help us grow in His love. His only commandment is to love. We can suffer for love, but we can also rejoice in love and rest in love. Meekness toward God releases and opens up our heart. This is why Jesus, while encouraging us to give ourselves up and take up our cross to follow Him, tells us, "My yoke is easy and my burden light." Although sometimes we may have trouble in obeying God's will, fulfilling it with love ends up filling us with joy. "Lead me in the path of your commandments, for that is my delight." I would like to tell you something. Sometimes, when after a rather exhausting day I go to sleep, I perceive a slight inner feeling that tells me, "Would you not come for a moment in the chapel to keep me company?" After a few instants of confusion and resistance, I end up consenting and spend a few minutes with Jesus. Then I go to sleep in peace and very happy, and the following morning, I am not more tired than usual. Yet sometimes it is the other way round. Before a serious problem that concerns me, I say to myself, "Tonight I will pray for an hour in the chapel for it to be solved." And when going to the chapel, a voice tells me at the bottom of my heart, "You know something? I would rather you would go to bed immediately and trust me. Let me look after your problem." And remembering my happy condition of useless servant, I go to sleep in peace, leaving everything in the hands of the Lord. All this is to say that God's will is where maximum love dwells, but not necessarily where there is maximum suffering. There is more love in resting, thanks to our confidence, than in letting our concern distress us.